Good evening, this is Akashvani. I am Aprajita Snatak with the World News. The headlines. Situation grim in Iran as protesters attack public properties, flights cancelled, internet shut down, Khamenei blames US President Trump for the unrest. Russia launches Oreshnik ballistic missile in massive overnight strike on Ukraine. New Delhi says it is closely watching US bill on tariffs over Russian oil purchases, reiterates energy security of 1.4 billion people guides India's oil sourcing. In Australia, thousands of people ordered to evacuate homes amid ongoing bushfire crisis. And in badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu advances to the semi-finals of Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. A day after Iran imposed a near-total nationwide internet blackout with phone calls failing to connect and flights cancelled, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has accused that protesters are acting on behalf of US President Donald Trump. In a televised address today, Khamenei said that the rioters are attacking public property and asserted that a united Iranian people would defeat all enemies and urged the US president to focus on the problems of his own country. Tehran Mayor Alireza Zakani said protesters has targeted economic and public infrastructure, including 26 banks, 2 hospitals and 25 mosques. He added police facilities and fire trucks were also attacked. Protesters reportedly set fire to offices of the state broadcaster IRIB in the city of Isfahan. Rights groups report that at least 45 protesters, including children, have been killed since the unrest began on December 28, with more than 2,200 people arrested. Meanwhile, Iran's state news agency said that 950 police officers and 60 members of the paramilitary besieged force have been injured. Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance reiterated Washington's support for peaceful protesters in Iran, emphasizing the right to free expression and association. More from a West Asia correspondent.
A notable development in this latest protest has been the chant, Pahlavi will return, a reference to Reza Pahlavi, the son of late Shah of Iran who was overthrown in 1979. Pahlavi, now living in exile, had called for people to turn out in the streets on Thursday night, with another call for demonstrations at 8 p.m. Tehran time on Friday. The protests of the recent days have seen increasing chance of the return of the monarchy, marking a shift in the nature of anti-government sentiment in the country. Tehran remains on edge as the time for the exiled prince's latest call to action approaches, with security forces positioned throughout the capital in anticipation of renewed demonstrations. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
4 people were killed and 25 others injured in Kyiv after Russia has used the Oreshnik ballistic missile as part of a massive overnight strike on Ukraine. Russia's defense ministry said the strike was a response to a Ukrainian drone attack on Vladimir Putin's residence in late December. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in addition to the Oreshnik 13 ballistic missiles, along with 22 cruise missiles and 242 drones, had targeted energy facilities and civilian infrastructure overnight. Ukrainian authorities confirmed that a ballistic missile had struck infrastructure in Lviv, which is about 60 kilometers from the Polish border. United States has released 2 Russian nationals who were aboard an oil tanker seized by American forces. However, the fate of multinational crew comprising 17 Ukrainian citizens, 6 Georgians and 3 Indian national remains unknown. The Russian-flagged tanker Marinera, previously known as Bella 1, was seized on Wednesday by the U.S. Coast Guard in the North Atlantic. The announcement came a day after Moscow urged Washington to comply with international laws governing freedom of maritime navigation. Israeli strikes across Gaza, killing 13 people. Israel's military said it carried out strikes on Hamas infrastructure in southern and northern Gaza today in response to a failed projectile launch by militants from the Gaza City area. The phased ceasefire between Israel and Hamas remains in its initial stage, as efforts continue to recover the remains of a hostage held in Gaza. A ceasefire has been declared in parts of Aleppo following days of heavy fighting between Syrian government forces and Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. Syria's defense ministry said the unilateral truce took effect today. Under the agreement, the SDF-affiliated fighters are to withdraw carrying only light personal weapons, while the Syrian army has pledged safe passage towards the northeast. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. External Affairs Ministry said New Delhi is closely following the developments on the bill in US Congress proposing higher tariffs on countries buying Russian oil. Briefing reporters in New Delhi today, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal stated that India's position on the larger question of energy sourcing is well known. He stressed that energy security of 1.4 billion people guides India's oil sourcing.
On energy sourcing, again, whether we buy oil from X part or Y part, we are, you know, our broad approach, it is based on two imperatives. One is what is the available or evolving global dynamics, and two, there is an imperative to provide energy at affordable rates to our 1.4 billion people. So whatever we do will be guided by these two imperatives. This is how we look at energy sourcing.
The spokesperson said that India and the US remain interested in a mutually beneficial trade deal between two complementary economies and look forward to concluding it. Responding to a question on minorities in Bangladesh, Mr. Jaiswal said such communal incidents need to be dealt with swiftly and firmly. He also pointed out that there is a troubling tendency to attribute such incidents to personal rivalries. The situation of religious minorities in Bangladesh has come under renewed international scrutiny after UK Shadow Foreign Secretary Preeti Patel raised concerns over reports of increasing violence against Hindus in the country. In a letter to the UK Foreign Secretary, Patel described the reports of religious persecution as deeply concerning. India is expected to grow by 7.2% in the current financial year, driven by consumption and public investment, the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs, UNDESA, said in a report. The World Economic Situation and Prospects 2026 report also predicts that India will grow at 6.6% in the 2026-27 financial year and 6.8% in 2027-28 financial year. According to UN's report, several large developing economies, including India and Indonesia, are expected to continue experiencing solid growth driven by resilient domestic demand or targeted policy measures. Thousands of people have been ordered to evacuate their homes and three people are reported missing amid an ongoing bushfire crisis in the southeast Australian state of Victoria. Multiple homes have been destroyed in the central Victorian town of Ruffey. Authorities said there are 30 active bushfires burning across the state as of today, which are expected to spread rapidly due to catastrophic conditions. Thousands of homes and businesses across northern France and southern England were without power this morning after a storm named Goretti swept in off the Atlantic, bringing high winds, rain and snow to the region. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu advanced to the semi-finals of Malaysia Open Super 1000 in Kuala Lumpur today after her opponent Akane Yagamuchi of Japan retired to injury. In the quarterfinals, Sindhu took the opening game 21-11 before her three-time world champion opponent, who was wearing a knee brace, decided to pull out of the match. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Situation grim in Iran as protesters attack. Public properties, flights cancelled, internet shut down. Khamenei blames US President Trump for the unrest. Russia launches Oreshnik ballistic missile in massive overnight strike on Ukraine. New Delhi says it is closely watching US bill on tariffs over Russian oil purchases, reiterates energy security of 1.4 billion people guides India's oil sourcing. In Australia, thousands of people ordered to evacuate homes amid ongoing bushfire crisis. And in badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu advances to the semi-finals of Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.